Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have two guests in the studio with me this morning. I have Jackie Fernandez and Bob Menninger. They're here to talk about the joint annual meeting of the Alaska Historical Society and Museums Alaska. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm going to start with Jackie. Jackie, you're the curator of the Sitka Historical Society and the museum.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there for a little while now, and lots of events I know that you've been coordinating, sort of getting the museum top of mind. But tell me a little more about this annual meeting.
Well, I just want to start off by saying we actually have a lot going on this week. And before this big conference kicks off, which I'll tell you about in a minute, I just want to mention that we have an opening reception for our upcoming community curating exhibit tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 5:30 p.m. at the Sitka Historical Society and Museum at Centennial Hall. And it's the opening reception for Sitka, Paris of the Pacific, Then and Now. And it will kick off with readings from the local Blue Canoe Writers Group. We're very excited about. They applied to take part. That will be followed up by some live music and also a salsa performance. So all sorts of great things going on to highlight the arts and culture scene in Sitka. And that brings me to the conference, which is kicking off on Wednesday. This is a wonderful conference that takes place every year. Last year, I went to my first conference with Bob and Valdez. And it's basically a conference led by two different nonprofit organizations. One is Museums Alaska, and the other is the Alaska Historical Society. And both organizations have a lot in common. They seek to strive to promote the history and culture of Alaska, and the museums that have that is their mission within the state. And there are many different organizational memberships, about 60 I know from Museums Alaska, and then many individuals that are members of both groups. And every year they have a joint conference with the Alaska Historical Society, bringing together various academics and historians to give lectures on all sorts of different topics related to Alaskan history. And Museums Alaska brings together lots of professionals with backgrounds in more of the hands-on and technical side of museums. So people with curatorial backgrounds and exhibit work, even people such as attorneys from the Smithsonian who can speak to different copyright and legal issues that museum administrators have to deal with. So it's really a nice blend of museum professionals and historians coming together. And Bob is going to talk a little bit about the Alaska Historical Society side of things. But I just wanted to mention that in addition to all of the wonderful folks that we're bringing from around the state of Alaska, we have a keynote speaker for Museums Alaska this year who's actually coming to us from Oregon. Her name is Alice Parman. She actually started off at Chicago's Field Museum and was director of two different museums in Eugene, Oregon, before she joined an exhibit design and fabrication firm. Exhibit design is really her background. She is an adjunct professor at University of Oregon's Art and Administration Program and leads exhibit development workshops for state and national museum associations and has written a book on exhibit makeovers. So we can't wait to bring her here. She's the keynote speaker, and I am thrilled, as is the Historical Society and the board, that the theme for Museums Alaska this year is Museums Matter, Connecting with Our Communities, which was the perfect segue for us. It just was happenstance that we happen to be the hosts for this fabulous conference and that we have probably one of the more aggressive community curating programs in the state of Alaska. So
that's very exciting. It's exciting that Sitka is able to accommodate conferences, that we have enough beds and such. And Bob, you're the executive director of Sitka Historical Society, and I know you have you're wearing the other hat to the planning of this meeting. What can you tell us?
Well, first off, before I go too far, we do have a guest on the phone that I want to give a little teaser. We're going to get to him in just a minute because he's one of our keynotes, a friend of Alaska and a friend of Sitka, Vic Fisher, but we'll get to him in just a second. We've been planning this for about a year. We were asked to apply to host it. We did, and been working on it real hard. So we are the host community with tons of community support. We've got all kinds of in-kind support, and if we have time later, I want to recognize all our sponsors. But the pre-conference will kick off this Wednesday. Those are workshops mostly on the museum side. And then Come Thursday is the full conference, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And just real quick, folks that want to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity in Sitka can go to our website, sitkahistory.org, or come down to the museum for registration forms, et cetera. But the theme of the Alaska Historical Society is Alaska on the World Stage. So the proposals that came in that were screened by the board of the Alaska Historical Society don't all necessarily focus on that, but that's a heavy-duty piece of it. And specifically, I want to just mention the ones that are being focused on Sitka. Thursday afternoon from Sitka to the California coast will be presentations including Mary Purvis of Sitka on the Calvin canoe trip and John Straley speaking about Calvin and his role in marine ecology. Also on Thursday, a presentation on archaeology and history, including one that I'll be doing on kind of the overview of history for Sitka's history for all the participants. And then Russian America will be a focus of a presentation on in the morning on Friday. One quick one here that is special, or two things that are going on. One, it's the 100-year anniversary of the A&B, so we do have our panels that were unveiled at Grand Camp this past week that will be on exhibit. And special deal Saturday, we're moving the entire conference down to the Sheldon Jackson campus, the history of Sheldon Jackson campus. And among the things that we're doing is a very unique double session starting at 9 a.m., Sitkans can attend this one for free, but this is the legacy of the Sheldon Jackson School, including a slideshow and panel discussion. The panel will include Arlister Jaluski, Roger Schmidt, Avim, Henrietta Van Merrim, Herb Dickerson, Marie Laws, Fred Hope, and a few others. So that's going to really be fun. It'll talk about the history in Allen Auditorium, followed up with a tour of the historic buildings, and that is free for Sitkans from 9 a.m. till about noon. Again, the theme is Alaska on the World Stage, and I am so pleased to introduce to you Vic Fisher, who was one of the framers of the Alaska Constitution, an actual delegate in 1955-56 that wrote the Constitution, hold multiple local and state offices, and an amazing guy. So let's turn it over to one of our keynote speakers, and he'll tell you what's up.
Good morning, Vic. Can you hear us here in the studio?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, Vic, thank you for joining us over the phone.
Well, it's a delight to be talking to you, but even more so to look ahead to return to Sitka, the town that I love.
And when was the last time you were here?
Last time was just a couple of years ago.
Well, great. We're glad to have you back. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your keynote.
Well, the theme basically covers an autobiography that will be released a week from today, and it's entitled Russia with Love and Alaskan's Journey. And it covers events after the ice curtain between Alaska and Russia melted in the 1980s, as well as other elements of my life, including the earlier periods during Stalin's era in the 1930s, and then other work that I did with Russia, being there in the 1960s and 70s, and doing scientific and educational work and so on, as well as statehood and the writing of Alaska's Constitution and lots of other activities. And I just want to mention that a limited number of copies of the book will be available for sale and signing by me and my co-author, Charles Wolfborth, who's a marvelous writer and had a role in creating what I think is a really good book.
And why? I'm going to ask Bob, why was it so important to have Vic as a part of this?
Well, history conference, right? We'll talk about guys that are dripping history. Vic would be one of them. I mean, think of it. We're coming up on, you know, the 150th anniversary of Alaska becoming owned by the United States. And when we finally got to statehood, which was a huge deal across our history, just you can't underestimate the importance of our having say in our own rights. And Vic was one of the guys that made it all happen. And beyond that, as he said, the keynote, Alaska on the World Stage, and the release of his new book just brings it all together into the later years. And by the way, Charles Wolfforth is one of the co-keynotes with Vic, and he will be here. He is an author of note also.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vic.
I just want to add that we'll be discussing just the substance of the book as well as how it was created, because I think that the collaboration between Charles and me was a pretty wonderful aspect of both of our experience.
And Holly, the keynote for him will be this Thursday about 8:30, so people, if they showed up about 8, they can still register and see those events. And it's $100 for a full day, students $30, so we invite everybody to have a look, sitkahistory.org.
And that's good. There's a lot happening. You can always turn to the website. You can stop by the museum, and you can see Jackie or Bob and get the lowdown. I'd like to thank my guests, Jackie Fernandez, Bob Menninger, and thank you so much, Vic Fisher, for talking to us over the phone about this joint annual meeting, Alaska Historic Society and Museums Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, and looking forward.